CAA is once again looking for Canada's worst roads. CAA's Worst Roads campaign has measured public sentiment on the state of highways and non-highways since 2003. In Ontario, the campaign allows consumers to vote daily at caaworstroads.com. Although Greater Sudbury didn't rank among the worst roads in Ontario as a whole in 2022, the city was featured heavily in the CAA's Northern Ontario rankings of the five worst roads last year, which included Algonquin Boulevard East, Timmins Lansing Avenue, Greater Sudbury Arthur Street West, Thunder Bay Paris Street, Greater Sudbury Fielding Road, Greater Sudbury this year. Nominations for the worst road can be cast until April 21. Every vote is a chance for that person to win free gas for a year. Road quality affects everyone, no matter how they move. We know that although there are almost 13 million cars registered in Ontario, there are also millions more cyclists, scooter riders, motorcyclists and pedestrians, all of whom struggle with potholes, crumbling shoulders, traffic congestion, unsafe intersections and uneven sidewalks, said Jeff Walker, CEO and president of CAA North and East Ontario, in a news release. Once voting is closed, CAA will compile a list of the top 10 worst roads in Ontario, and the worst roads in regions across the province. The data will also be presented to local and provincial officials to help inform future funding and planning decisions. CAA says its research shows that over 80% of Ontario residents say poor road conditions, such as pavement cracks and potholes, are the most common issues in their neighborhood. A pothole can cause $300 to $6,000 in damage to a vehicle, depending on the make and model of it, according to the agency. As cost of living continues to rise, we're seeing more and more Ontarians hang on to their vehicles, rather than purchase new ones. The impact of poor road infrastructure on their aging vehicles simply adds to the already high costs of running a vehicle, buying fuel and doing maintenance, said Walker.